Your most precious resource. A very common scenario happens with kids and parents. First a request, then a promise, then a typical unfolding. First, the kid wants a puppy. The parents say taking care of a puppy is a lot of work. The kid promises he's up for the task. The parents get him a puppy. The puppy grows up and the kid starts to outsource the responsibility. This is all part of growing up, a dynamic handled in different ways by different families. But the underlying structure is similar. When we transition from kids to adults, we need to learn to take responsibility for stuff. One common train wreck that happens in modern relationships is unexpected debt. Guy meets girl. They hit it off. Guy is too far in to think rationally. Then she lowers the boom. She's got tons of debt. Credit card debt. Student loan debt. Since he's already committed, it's too late. This can cause problems. This can cause arguments. The biggest source of friction in a typical relationship is money problems. Both couples earn a certain amount of money. Both couples want to buy a certain amount of stuff. Invariably, they want to buy more than they can. So how specifically to manage the money is the source of friction. What to spend, what not to spend, how much to save, how to save, etc. The stereotypical fight going all the way back since money was invented is the husband earns the money, the wife spends the money, but then the husband yells at the wife for spending too much money. Individually, being responsible with money is hard enough. Since it's hard, very few of us can do it. So when we get into relationships, we both end up hoping it will just kind of work out. But there is something much more important than money. Another thing very few people actively manage, or few people actually think about managing. We sort of just drift through life and hope it works out. What is this thing you ask? Our brains.
Your brain.
Your brain is, without question, your most important resource. The quality of your brain, the quality of your thinking is the critical component to create the quality of your life. Yet very few people ever think about cultivating their brains. Very few people ever even think about building up their brains. What about you? Are you willing to do what others aren't so you can get what others can't? It's kind of like maintaining a healthy body. Not a lot of fun, but very, very valuable in more ways than most will ever imagine. To learn more, visit mindpersuasion.com/live-training.